Curators in Iraq now believe that the major looting of Baghdad's National Museum of Antiquities was done by an organized band of professional thieves. Archaeologists in Baghdad are still assessing the full extent of the damage, and they're appealing to museums around the world to help retrieve stolen items and restore some of the ancient artifacts that were broken. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westerveld reports.
Dr. Dori George, Iraq's archaeological director, displays some of the chisels and other tools used to steal ancient Sumerian and Mesopotamian art and artifacts.
These tools
were found in the museum, and we found in the museum these glass cutters.
Officials at the United Nations cultural body, UNESCO, believe some of the most valuable items were carefully targeted by skilled antiquities robbers. Dr. George says that's probably true. He notes that the thieves skipped over some of the museum's glass-encased reproductions.
They passed by the gypsum copy of Hammurabi's Code of Law. The original was in Paris. And they passed by the black obelisk gypsum copy that we have, and the original one is in the British Museum. They never touched those.
More than a week after the looting, museum officials have yet to inventory the full extent of the damage, and it may take months to figure out what exactly was lost. For example, Iraqi curators say they aren't sure how many of the clay tablets, which show some of the earliest examples of writing, were stolen or destroyed. Two important items Dr. George can confirm were taken include a 4,000-year-old bronze sculpture of an Akkadian king. Thieves would have needed at least 10 people, Dr. George says, to carry away that heavy and well-known piece of ancient art history. The other huge loss, he says, is a Sumerian vase made of alabaster dating back to 2200 BC. The sacred vase of Warka, as it's called, was found in southern Iraq during a German archaeological dig in the 1940s. Pointing to a picture of the vase, Dr. George says it highlights one of the first known depictions of religious worship and ritual.
Represents some kind of life. You see, there's the water here, then plants, then the animals, and then there are the priests here, then on top there are the deities and gods. It's a very, very unique piece and a very important piece, because that was the beginning of religious institutions. And, you know, it was used in these temples, and it's a unique piece. There's nothing like it in the whole world.
While the damage to the museum is significant, it may not be as bad as initially thought. With the long build-up to the U.S. invasion of Iraq, museum curators were able to put away many priceless pieces in a protected warehouse in Baghdad, as well as in bank vaults and in storage areas in the museum's basement. It is believed the thieves may have had keys to some of those basement storerooms. But one basement item, a priceless golden harp from the Sumerian period, was seriously damaged but not stolen as originally thought. Other pieces untouched by looters include an ancient face of a young girl carved in ivory, what some call Iraq's Mona Lisa. Meantime, a full armored platoon from the 3rd Infantry Division's Task Force 164 is now protecting the museum around the clock, as military officials here try to explain why the area wasn't protected sooner. 164's commander, Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz.
I think initially it just did not fall into anyone's area of responsibility.
Schwartz points out that when the museum looting started on April 8th and 9th, the task force was focused on chasing down pockets of Iraqi fighters, including dozens of Republican Guard who were holed up in the yard of the Antiquities Museum. Task force soldiers using tanks and Bradley fighting vehicles killed those Iraqi soldiers without damaging the museum. And Brian Barnello, 164's Sergeant Major, says those combat missions remain the priority for the 3rd Infantry Division, U.S. Central Command, and the Pentagon.
Apparently there at the time was not a clearly defined objective of securing the museum. And to be honest, in a combat operation, that's not the first thing that's important. And as a combat force and a commander on the ground that has orders to, you know, neutralize an enemy, those orders would never include, and oh, by the way, while you're doing that, take away from your combat strength to guard a building. We were being shot at, and we were going out and destroying that enemy while other Iraqi citizens were looting the museum.
Still, the fact that U.S. troops did manage to protect the Iraqi oil, defense, and a few other ministry offices from the widespread looting and arson only reinforces the perception among some ordinary Iraqis that American forces are here as conquerors, not liberators. Iraqis are hopeful some of their looted cultural heritage will be returned, but the track record isn't a good one. More than 4,000 pieces of ancient art were stolen from 9 regional Iraqi museums after the Persian Gulf War. To date, only half a dozen of those pieces have been recovered. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.